USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a year ago today that the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation began. And President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says...
I think that they have the facts from which they can write their report.
Giuliani is saying they're urging the special counsel's team to wrap its work up soon.
If you're going to write a fair report, fine, write it. If you're going to write an unfair report, write it, and we will combat it. We're ready to rip it apart.
Giuliani, speaking on Fox News, also says the Mueller team has acknowledged to President Trump that it does not have the legal authority to indict a sitting president. A man is behind bars after that fatal explosion on Tuesday at a Southern California day spa that left a woman dead. Police say they've taken the victim's ex-boyfriend into custody in connection with that blast, though he's not been directly charged with her death. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
The number of Americans flying for business and pleasure has been steadily rising, and the assistant administrator of the TSA tells Congress the agency's preparing for one of the busiest summer seasons on record.
TSA has conducted hiring events at hard-to-hire and high-volume airports, increased advertising and media outreach to recruit new hires, and improved the hiring and new employee training processes.
Darby LaJoy testifying before a House panel where a lot of lawmakers from both parties are critical of the TSA, saying it hasn't been keeping pace with that steady increase in passengers. Starbucks is now in the middle of another controversy, this time after a racial slur was written on a cup of coffee at a Los Angeles area location. A man claims he recently ordered two coffees at the store and the barista wrote the word Beaner on both of his cups instead of his name. The man says the slur didn't appear to be an accident because the barista called out his actual name when the order was ready. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
A measure protecting net neutrality is now headed to the U.S. House after it was passed by the U.S. Senate yesterday. The Democratic-authored resolution would reverse the FCC's repeal of those Obama-era net neutrality rules that prevent Internet service providers from slowing or blocking content on selected websites. Under the new rules, providers would be allowed to open fast lanes to websites that pay them. The Democratic measure does face a very steep climb in the House because of strong Republican opposition. Well, the flight crew was asking, is there a doctor on board? And they got the Surgeon General. Surgeon General Jerome Adams was on a Delta flight to Mississippi on Wednesday when a passenger became ill, and the crew did page for help, and Adams answered the call. He later tweeted the patient's doing well and that he was glad to be able to help. Delta thanking the Surgeon General for his volunteering and his service. No indication of what exactly was wrong with the passenger. And the Carolina Panthers have announced a definitive agreement to sell the team to billionaire David Tepper. NFL owners are expected to vote on the purchase during meetings next week in Atlanta. Financial terms not released, but multiple outlets have reported the deal is worth an NFL record $2.2 billion. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.